Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I will be with you for the next little bit, maybe 2 hours, maybe less, who knows. No live band in the studio tonight. Last week, we have a band playing live in an environment called Pissed. In 2 weeks' time, we have K-Car, but tonight, just a bunch of pre-recorded can music. I'm going to start off with a band that is having a cassette release party tomorrow night at Green Auto. The band is called Rosswit. They're playing tomorrow night with Astrodon and Mattress, which is from Portland or somewhere down in the States in the Pacific Northwest. Rosswit played on this program live in the studio about a year ago. This was before this record is out, obviously. But yes, the record is called Eternal Living, and it's coming out tomorrow. You can order the album digitally or get the album, the cassette, at the show at Green Auto tomorrow. This is a song from Eternal Living called Person's Song on 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Royal Otis live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
On November 23rd, you are invited to enjoy a night of entertainment, food, and a silent auction organized by Atira Women's Resource Society to benefit Atira Development Society's housing projects for trans, gender-diverse, and two-spirit individuals. To find out more and get your ticket, visit the Atira website at atira.bc.ca. That's atira.bc.ca. And check out the events under the Ways to Help tab. See you there.
We'll be right back.
new Worrywart with a song called Eyes of Men from the record Hail Mary Baby. Record just came out 2 days ago into the wild. Worrywart, you might recall them playing live on this program, since I'm sure all of you are avid listeners. They played live in a studio 2 weeks ago on the show, and they played that song, second track they played in that set was Eyes of Men, and they talked about this record coming out 2 days ago. Oh, it will be coming out 2 days ago at that time. Worrywart, if you want to listen to that set along with the interview with the band where we probably play Would You Rather, I think. I've been playing that a lot. You can go to CITR website, CITR.ca, do a search for Worrywart, Worrywart, and can listen to the interview on our podcast in its entirety. Played a set and chatted. And then there's also a record release party that's happening in a, not this week for Worrywart, but in a few weeks. They mentioned what time it was. It will be on October the 19th. So in a couple of weeks' time. What is it now? Yeah, 3rd. So yeah, in 2 weeks on a Saturday, playing with Laloon and Sleepy Gonzalez at Green Auto. Yes, so make sure you go check that show out. What else did I play in the set? I played some Shearing Prinks, brand new release. Also, that just got put out a few days ago. Shearing Prinks from Nanaimo, British Columbia. Originally, at some point, we're from Vancouver, British Columbia. One of my favorite bands to see live. Tape Heads IP is the song I played from the record called Valentine. And there is a limited edition LP that should be available around October the 7th, so in a week's time. But the entire album is available on Bandcamp if you want to purchase it and or just listen to it from the website. Also, I played in that set. Oh, spelling mistake that I noticed. I played Astrodon with a song called Sideways off a Sideways 7-inch. Astrodon played on the show a few months ago. Again, do a search if you want to listen to it, to the interview. Do a search for Astrodon, and you can listen to its entirety. Yeah, with a very nice performance from them. Also a very excellent interview. Ross Witt started off the show. Person Song is what I played off the record Eternal Living. It's a cassette tape release party happening tomorrow at Green Auto. Astrodon's playing as well. Mattress is the third band on the bill. Not Canadian, so I'm not playing, didn't play it on the set. Ross Witt played on this program about a year ago, and I don't know if they played Person Song on the show, but oh well. They play a lot of songs in that show. Yeah, do a search on the CITR website, blah, blah, blah. Go to radiohell.ca, click on podcast, you'll see a list of all our previous recordings. There's also a YouTube video of two songs from the Ross Witt performance on YouTube. Just search for ROSWIT, Radio Hell, probably shows up if you want to get a preview of what you might see tomorrow night at Green Auto. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Life from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Next, coming up on the show, playing more music. Just going to play a lot of newish stuff that I might have played recently, but then again, why not get the plays? These are new records. This is a new one from Piano with a song called Mikey's New House. The record is called Ba Ba Ba. And yeah, Piano has been around forever. This is the first release from them for quite a while. I don't know how many years now. I think I mentioned it. Don't eat Doritos before you do a radio show, because you're going to want to cough. Anyways, Piano, this is, yeah, first album they release or record they put out in many years. I don't have the exact number for you. 19 year gap, it says. Anyways, yes, very good band, Piano, CITR 101.9 FM.
Place now to Mikey's new house. distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Your story, your voice, your power. CITR is currently accepting applications for Power in Voice, our new podcast incubation program. Power in Voice is an entry-level, paid educational program that will guide you through every step in the creation of a spoken word audio documentary on a story you want to tell. All may apply. No past experience is required, and all necessary training and support will be provided by CITR and guest facilitators. CITR strongly encourages storytellers with marginalized lived experiences to apply. Please visit www.citr.ca/powerinvoice or contact us at programming@citr.ca. The deadline to apply is October 9th, 2024.
We'll be right back.
That was a band that was in Vancouver, what seemed like very briefly, was very much talked about, played a bunch of shows to critical acclaim. The record came out and people love it and sounded great. I played a song from them. The band is called Smush. The song's called 555. The record is called If You Were Here, I'll Be Home Now. Mush, originally from Vancouver, but now, looks like they have moved to Brooklyn, New York. That record was recorded in Gabriel Island with John Coop from the Noise Floor. And yeah, it was recorded in BC. But now, if you go to the Bandcamp site from the band, it says Brooklyn, New York. Used to say Vancouver, BC. So there you go. They're here, and now they're gone. But I'm still playing it because, you know, that was a CanCon when it was released. So it's Canadian. Before that, I played some M01E. I keep forgetting how I'm supposed to say the name of the band. I think that's maybe right, maybe not right. Or M01E. And I have seen them, and people have referred to the band with the name, but I've just forgotten which way it goes. I'm sorry. The song I played is WAAOD. That is off a compilation album called DIY for DULF, the Drug User Liberation Front. The song is off a 17-track release of a bunch of local DIY music, bands, scenes that put together a record to support the Drug Users Liberation Front. Included in the record include $2 Jesus, June Hawthorne, Load That Space, Roach, McGruck, TJ Felix, Heterosexuals, Nat Lack, Girl Wife, and of course, M01E. Possibly saying it wrong, but that is that. Nice song from them. Big Ethro before that with a song called Freeform off a self-titled release. Big Ethro from Vancouver. Played some Arbuckles before that with a cover of Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Brand new re-release recording, recorded with a full band instead of half a band. I don't know, barely a band. There was originally a version of that on the Bandcamp, but very recent release, just like last week, Harvest Moon. I talked to the band at the show this past week. Yeah, the band at the show. Kevin at the show mentioned releasing that. They play that song. They play that song at every single show, I believe. They just love Harvest Moon. But the show was the Buddy tour kickoff party, maybe. Buddy played, Arbuckles played, Sylvia Platters played, and also Big Rig played at that show last Saturday or Friday, one of the weekend days. At the Green Auto, it was a fun show. Everyone had a great time. Doohickey Cubicle was the song I played before Harvest Moon. Cannoli filling off a new record called Super Smeller came out in September of this year, which was just a month ago. Energy Slime. New song, Clowning Around, off a new record, Planet Perfect. Energy Slime from Vancouver, and of course, Jay Arner in the band Energy Slime, and he's the frequent sound engineer on this program. Played some piano to start the set with a song called Mikey's New House, off a brand new record called Ba Ba Ba. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is what you're listening to. Continuing on with more music, I'm going to play maybe a few songs from bands that I really don't know much about, have not seen them play anywhere, don't know if they are even playing shows around town, but managed to just come across some songs that seem to be popular online. Just why not give some of these a listen and see how it goes. First band I am going to start with is called Silver Dawn, spelled like S-I-L-V-A, Dawn. They are a modern psychedelic folk rock band based in Vancouver, BC, known for the lush textures, catchy melodies, Belva's themes of introspection. Yeah, anyways, it's a long thing. I'm not going to read all of it, but this is a song called The Blind. Oh, sorry. No, duh. It's called Blind Camel off a record called The Great Unknown, which just came out exactly almost a month ago in September. So this is Silver Dawn, Blind Camel on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, the record is The Great Unknown. To me, they are The Great Unknown.
Thank you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR.0.1.9 FM.
I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Emit Floaters to London CITIYR 101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. What you just heard was a song called One Shot by Mary Bernadine from a record called Late Bloomer that came out in September of this year. I know nothing about Mary Bernadine. I do know that it says on the Bandcamp site that it's experimental pop artist and producer based out of Vancouver, BC. So that is all I need to know. And yeah, written, recorded, produced, and mixed by Mary Bernadine Castellini. I can't say names properly, but yes. A song I play was, once again, One Shot off a record called Late Bloomer. Yeah, the last couple songs I play is from acts I know almost nothing about. I played some Cold Lake before that with a song called My Empty Lake off a record just called Cold Lake Number 2. I think they were... it looks like, just looking at the description, Cold Lake is from Vancouver, and it seems like they have members from previously in a band called Perfume Tree, which has been around in like almost like the 70s. It's not 70s. Oh my goodness. I mean the 90s. It's been around since the 90s. So if it's the same people, I did not do a tremendous amount of research, but I think Pete Guitar, Jane Voice, says made psychedelic walk with Perfume Tree before transitioning to minimal trance-like grooves. So there you go. And start off the set with Silver Dawn with a song called Blind Camel of the record called The Great Unknown. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Still got a bunch of times left on this program. Think what I'm going to do is something different. Something, yeah, extremely different. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be by the seat of my pants. I don't know how to say it. Because I'm doing it, Shindig Submissions is open. I think they're at the very end of taking submissions. You kind of have to submit to your stuff now because first round is November 5th. So, yeah, they got like a month. So they're probably picking things now. You can go to CITR.ca, and then I think on the front page there's a link to it. Anyways, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. I used to be involved with it. I used to be an organizer and also helped collect submissions. So looking at an old file share, I managed to find just a bunch of MP3s from the old days, very old days of Shindig. And sort of seems to have like a song each from each of the bands that's playing in Shindig. So the Shindig back in the days used to be 27 bands. 27 bands, 3 bands a night for 9 nights. So yeah, 9 times 3 is 27, yes. And then the winner goes on to the semifinals and then the finals, etc. So 27 bands play. So I more or less have 27 songs from the year 2002, 2003, I think also 2004. But I'm just going to pick some songs to play from you. And some of these bands I remember zero about because, you know, it's from so long ago. And probably some of these songs haven't been heard in 20 years or more because some of these bands I've haven't heard from since Shindig, to be honest, since, you know, 2002. I mean, it's possible, because with 27 bands, and sometimes, I remember very specifically at this Shindig in 2002, it was some of this band's first shows. I think it was Kits These Days' first performance, and then they went on and play way more shows. And it's very close to being Collapsing Opposites' first performance. I don't know if it's exactly the first one, but one of the first ones, and then they move on to play for like years and years and years. But, you know, if you can imagine, of the 27 bands, some of these bands might have just decided to form and maybe play this one thing and didn't do well and never play again. So these might be like lost songs forever. Like they might not even have a copy of the demo that they submitted. So, yeah, this is very interesting. I am going to... So I'm just, like, picking some of these just for, like, no reason other than that for whatever reason. So I am... So week three in 2002, three bands played. Immediate Res played, and they moved on. They won the... If I recall, they won the night, and they moved on to, again... continue on with playing music for many more years, like for at least a decade, I feel like. And then some of the members, like Andrew Lee, is still doing music, albeit in a different country. Basement Suite play that night as well. Basement Suite continue on and play for a lot more years and wrote one of the best songs in local Vancouver music. So yeah, that's happened to Basement Suite. So I won't play those two bands because I play them on the show anyways. There's a third band that played that night, and they're called Skeleton Folk, like F-O-L-K. And I just have a song from them here, and I don't really remember too much about this band. Kaluk is the name of the song that I have here. So we'll play the Skeleton Folk for you on CITR 101.9 FM. It's sort of a demo thing from... their Shindig submission in 2002. Hopefully, they're okay with me playing it. If not, they can send me an email and let me know. So, yes, that was a song from the Skeleton Folk called Kaluk, played in Shindig like more than 20 years ago. You listen to CRT Radio, 101.9 FM. So, playing more music from that year seems to be, at least there's two bands and there's two songs in here that has something to do with cowboys. I don't know what the deal is, but... going to play these two songs with the cowboy in the title because maybe that was a hot year for cowboy. Let me see. When did I find it? Okay, so there's one band called Woody, and they have a song called Kitsilano Cowboy. So we'll play that and then see if I can find... Sorry, the other one. I think they're called People Meat. And then they have a song called just Cowboy? Where did it go? It's all very exciting, seat of the pants thing. Or maybe am I messing up the year? Where did people meet go? Yeah, where do people meet go? I don't know. Let's start with the Woody song called Kitsilano Cowboy, and then we'll go from there again. Woody, I don't know what happened to them. I don't even really recall them playing much after Shindig, but I could be wrong. Yep, this is from an artist called Woody, Kitsilano Cowboy. Obviously a Vancouver song. You know what Kitsilano is. So yes, that is from a band called People Meet. The song is called The Cowboy Song from 2002 submission to Shindig. People Meet, nice people I remember, and they played on Radio Hell. Because at those days, I think all the bands who got invited to Shindig got invited to play on Radio Hell as well. I don't remember too much about them. But yeah, Cowboy Song. Woody before that with the song called Kitsilano Cowboy. That's my two double cowboy situation there. Woody, Kitsilano Cowboy. I think also nice people. They also played on Radio Hell. So Woody, just reading up, I believe, end up losing to My Project Blue, which is one of the better bands to come out of Vancouver, I believe, on that night. And then People Meet lost to The Feminists, which is also very nice people. Good band. Stuck around for quite a while. Played on this show as well. Multiple times, I think, The Feminists. And one of the members, Ferdy, eventually sort of help out hosting Thunderbird Radio Hell at some point. But Ferdy wasn't one of the original members of Feminists, I don't believe. And then I think eventually The Feminists moved, some of the members, the singer, moved to Toronto, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, just played a bunch of songs for you from the archives of Shindig. Probably songs that hasn't been heard by anyone in, I don't know, maybe 20 years. Who knows? Or unless maybe they listen to it all the time, the bands themselves. Those are the acts that didn't keep going much, but there are a few that played in that Shindig and continue on playing a few more shows here and there, but haven't really, I haven't played on this show. I haven't really thought of much, not for no reason other than the fact that they sort of just disappeared or dissipated or went on infinite hiatus, or I just don't have a record of them. One of the nights, week six, there was three bands who played, and I remember all three of these bands generally, one more than the other. The band that won, obviously, I've seen them a few more times later. The Olden Days played, and they were a band made up of a lot of people that were in different projects in bands in Vancouver. And there is a band that, the second band that played, or one of the bands that played, was Rakshasa, which I think, ended up playing a lot in Vancouver as well after that a bit. And it's a Subconscious Satellite, which end up continuing on for a few more years, and I got to know some of the members of that band well. Let's play some music or songs from all three of these bands just to relive that night in I don't know when that would be. That would be like October of 2002. It's a song by the Olden Days called Blackbird. A song by Rakshasa called Red Wind, and then Subconscious Satellite with a song called Features of the Past. Let me cue this up, and you can listen to some songs that probably, again, haven't been heard by anyone in a very, very long time.
Your heart is blacker than your eyes. My eyes are redder than your wings. You learn to fly. You learn to fly so you could fly. So broken, it's not even a heart at all. But if you come a bit closer, I'll fix it as good as new. Sky is still dark from the morning. see fly past the blue-black sky. You're going to play with the schoolboys, wearing ties and singing about prettiest of eyes. Singing every time you look at me, I think that it might be the death of me.
Yeah, I'm not past.
So yes, that was Subconscious Satellite with a song called Features of the Past. Also play Rekshasa with a song called Red Wind. Man, that song sounds very late 90s. 90s like modern rock. Ondays, Blackbird. So all those were happening on one of the weeks at Shindig 2002, back in the day, long time ago. At the Worry Club. The winner of that night, pretty sure, was Subconscious Satellite. And then for that year, 2002, winner was Black Rice. Second place was My Project Blue, and the Stunts were third place that year. All right. That is it for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up very shortly at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. I'll play a few messages and then some music and then copy and paste.